This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. The question is, when will Americans fight back? What is going to be the point where we've had enough? First of all, you've got Rashida Tlaib. I opened the show today with Rashida Tlaib telling you what this radical, crazy, communist group of Democrats really believes in. Calls for complete anarchy and demands no more police or prisons following Dante Wright's death. That's the young man, I believe 20 years old, in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, not Brooklyn, New York, but Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, suburb of Minneapolis. But that's the young man who was shot by police and killed. And I said it yesterday without knowing anything about his background, other than the fact he had an outstanding warrant, and other than the fact on his Facebook page he's making gang signs and he's got a gun, and other than the fact they pulled him over for expired registration. And he fought with the police, and he ran back to his car. Cars are an instrument of death. Cars can be used to murder people. You have a chase down the street, and an innocent family is killed. Or he used it as a weapon of mass destruction to kill a cop, run him down. And they shot him. And you know what? If you listen to cops, you don't get shot. But right away, Rashida Tlaib used it to demand complete anarchy and demand no more police or prisons following Dante Wright's death. Because, of course, both police and prisons are white supremacy. But now we get to my point about Dante Wright. Every single time someone gets killed, and I don't know if he should have been killed. I'm not a police officer. I wasn't there on the ground. I wish he was tasered, not killed. And yes, that cop made a mistake if she intended to taser, but she shot him and drew the wrong gun. But having said that, he's a punk. He's a punk. And every single time somebody gets shot, and it's always a white cop and a black person who's a criminal with a criminal record, who's disobeying police or attacking police and has a long criminal record, a violent criminal record, they're punks, not black people, criminals who, in some cases, happen to be black. I don't care if he's white. I don't care if he's Jewish. I don't care if he's Catholic. I don't care what he is. He's a punk. Dante Wright had a warrant out for his arrest for attempted aggravated robbery charges after choking a woman and holding her at gunpoint for money. He's a punk! Shot dead by Brooklyn Center police officer Sunday night during a traffic stop for expired tags. And right away, the whole world's on fire. And all the black leaders, oh my God, it's murder, it's racism! No, he's a punk! His color is incidental! They read his information. They found out he had a warrant outstanding for his arrest for attempted aggravated robbery after choking a woman and holding her at gunpoint for money. They tried to cuff him. Body cam footage released today, released late yesterday, showed Dante Wright resisted arrest and fled the scene. He broke free from being cuffed and ran for police. What do you think happens when you fight with police and break free from being cuffed with police? Where are the fathers in the black community teaching their sons discipline and be respectful of police officers? The officer screamed, taser, 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 before she discharged her weapon. Obviously, she meant to taser young Dante Wright. And now riots have erupted all over the country. Many falsely claimed he was pulled over because of his air freshener. And he was portrayed as an innocent young father. But he wasn't an innocent young father on Facebook or on his social media. And had a warrant out for his arrest. Court papers also reveal any online speculation that Wright did not know about the warrant out for his arrest are false. The Daily Mail reported. You know, the UK Daily Mail, the liberal one that hates Trump? Not a conservative publication. Dante Wright choked a woman and threatened to shoot her if she did not hand over $820 she had stuffed in her bra. This is in court papers. Due to face trial on a charge of attempted aggravated robbery with a maximum sentence of 20 years in jail. Charging papers say he and a second man, Emma J. Driver, went to a home shared by two women in Osseo, Minnesota to party in December 2019. At the time, little innocent Dante Wright was 19. His partner in crime, Emma J. Driver, was 18. The women asked them to leave at 2:30 in the morning on December 1st. But they said they didn't have a ride, and the women who were identified in the court documents allowed them to sleep on the floor. In the morning, one of the women went to the bank to get her $820 rent money, which she gave to the other woman and left for work. And as Wright, Driver, and the second woman were leaving, Wright, is Dante Wright, the kid who got shot, allegedly tried to hold up the woman. The three of them were walking to the door at the edge of the apartment. Defendant Wright turned around, blocked the door, preventing the victim from leaving. Defendant Wright then pulled a black handgun with silver trim, no doubt the one in his social media photos, from his right wristband or his right coat pocket, pointed at the victim, demanded the rent money. Victim said, "Are you serious?" Defendant Wright replied, "Give me the effing money, I know you have it." When the woman asked if he's serious again, Wright is said to have replied, "I'm not playing around." The report says $820 cash was tucked in the victim's bra, and defendant Wright placed his hand around the victim's neck and choked her while trying to pull the cash from under her bra. Wonderful person, this Wright. Wonderful. Victim was able to get loose, and defendant Wright started to kneel down and scream. After more yelling, Wright allegedly told the woman he's going to shoot her unless he got the money. "Give me the money, we will leave. Give me the money, we will go." Defendant Wright then tried to choke the victim a second time and tried to take her money. Defendant Driver was telling her to give defendant Wright the money. This reminds me so much of the case against, God, you can't remember all the names. There's so many damn names. I know Derek Chauvin's name, but this reminds me of the case against the poor gentleman who was, you know, kneed against his neck and died. Floyd, was it George Floyd? George Lloyd, George Floyd, who died when Chauvin held him down. And he's a lifelong criminal. Lifelong criminal, lifelong drug user and abuser, and on drugs, heavy fentanyl, and he dies fighting with the police. George Floyd. And this is the guy that everyone's hanging their hat on and saying, "Oh my God, what a wonderful guy." They murdered him. It's so crazy. The mainstream media just forgot to mention what a punk he was and what a punk Dante Wright is. These are punks. What do you call criminals who hold up women, who choke women, who pull guns on women, who try and steal their money while they're choking them? Bad, bad people. Evil. So you don't think he would have used his car to kill the police? You don't think he could have gone back to that car when he raced the car to get a gun and kill the police, shoot the police dead? I think the mistake of the female cop was she should have been aiming to shoot him. Instead, she was aiming to taser him, and she made the stupid remark that's going to get her, well, she's already been fired as of today, and that's going to get her in big trouble. She'll be indicted now because she said, "Oh my God, I shot him. I meant to taser him. Oh my God, I shot him." She didn't even want to shoot him. She only wanted to tase him. Guess what? He was a dangerous person. The same weekend that a cop in New Mexico was gunned down by a guy on a traffic stop with very eerily similar circumstances. And now Brooklyn Center Police Chief Tim Gannon and police officer, the female officer Kim Potter, who shot Dante Wright, both resign. Obviously, they didn't resign. They were fired. They walked the plank. And the word is she will soon be indicted. Indicted for what? Shooting a punk with massive violent crime charges against him? Who's pulled over and who is fighting with the police and running, fleeing the scene to use his car as a deadly weapon? And so now Minneapolis and the area around it, riots, burning, looting again. Even if you believe it was a wrong police stop, and even if you believe it was racist, what's that got to do with going in someone else's store and stealing their stuff? What's it got to do with bringing a new TV home, a new refrigerator home, a new washer-dryer home, new clothes home. This is an excuse to party and steal and get drunk and you hit police with bricks. It's not because you give a damn about the young black man. Because if you gave a damn about the young black man, this would go on every single time in Chicago that a young black man is killed by a young black man. But oh, no one cares. No black person in the BLM organization seems to care when black-on-black violence results in 20 deaths a week and 20 shootings a day. They only care when a white cop kills a black kid. But it's not an innocent black kid. That's the point I'm trying to make. And it doesn't matter that he's black. He was a punk. If he was white, he'd be a punk. If he's Jewish, he'd be a punk. Doesn't matter. He's a punk. Bad guy. Lost kid. You're just dealing with bad people. When are you going to learn? Biden and the Democrats are out to destroy us all. 1 minute to go. When we get back, so much more to tell you. More big news at the Derek Chauvin trial today. And I warned you, Biden moves to revive the Obama plan to destroy the suburbs. They're coming for your suburbs. They're coming for your suburbs. And how about Project Veritas? More proof today that the media conspired with Nazi and Soviet-level propaganda to destroy Trump and remove him from office. We got the goods. We got the proof. And if you're a big fan of these vaccines, remember, I'm not against vaccines. I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm not anti-this vaccine. I told everyone to wait and watch. It's dangerous. It's unproven. It's untested. It was rushed to production. Lots of problems going on. AstraZeneca jab, all kinds of problems. And now more problems with the Johnson & Johnson shot.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herbs or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving them to his family from the very start. Visit michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation today. That's michaelshealth.com. michaelshealth.com.
Get a special discount when you input the code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg for your special discount.
Raw and unfiltered.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
As I just posted moments ago on Parler, the story of this young punk who pulled a gun on a woman who I assume he just had sex with last night. What do you think him and his buddy were doing at their house till 7 o'clock in the morning? First he has sex with her, and then he robs her at gunpoint, then he chokes her. That's Dante Wright, wonderful kid, who got shot by the police. And I put, my post was, why are you rioting and looting over police killing a dangerous criminal who chokes and aims guns at women? I don't get it. Why are you doing that? And then a second post, I said, this is not a good kid, this is not an innocent kid, this is a bad kid, fighting police, fleeing police. Could have used his car to kill police or innocent family in a car chase. Why are police bad for shooting a bad guy? This is not racism. They shot a bad guy. What is the matter with this country? How did it fall so far, so fast? I mean, this is just insanity. Only way we're winning back this country, only possible way, is going to be with, as an example, the book I have coming out called the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. Because if we do not tell business that if you take these stands against good law-abiding people, against good police, against people that are punks and thugs and criminals and women abusers, you know, if you take stands in favor of them and against us, we're cutting you off at the knees. There's no other way to win this battle other than secession, which I will recommend in a column soon and call it time to call it a new name, divorce. America needs a divorce. I've been a conservative and a God-fearing man my whole life. I felt bad about getting divorced. And you know what? Once I got divorced, I started to like it. And I said, you know what? I get a new lease on life. I get a second chance. Better than staying in a marriage that isn't working. Not good for the kids to stay in a marriage that isn't working. And guess what? Now I'm engaged to be married to another woman. I have a new chance in life. Love her. Life's good. It's time for America to get a divorce. It's absolutely time to get a divorce. We can't live with these people. It's impossible. These people being liberals, communists, socialists, Marxists, punks. People that think it's okay to point a gun at a woman. Do you realize what George Floyd has in common with this Dante Wright fellow? They both pointed guns at a woman. And you think that's okay to rob them? Not just pointed a gun because they're abusive thugs who just had sex with them and now for some reason point a gun at them, beat them, treat them like crap. Even worse, to rob a person, to rob a woman. In the case of George Floyd, he robbed at gunpoint a pregnant woman. It just doesn't make sense. None of it makes any sense at all. What's happening in our country, the people we're standing by, the people we're supporting, was we. I shouldn't say we, because it ain't me and it ain't you. I can tell you that much. It's not me supporting George Floyd. It's not me supporting Dante. Not that the police officer didn't make a terrible mistake, but you know, never criticize anyone until you've walked a mile in their shoes. You talk about a rough job, man. A confrontation like this, and suddenly the guy is racing away from the handcuffs. You thought you had him in place. By the way, someone really screwed up. I mean, I can't tell you. I may not be a cop, but I've watched enough cop shows my entire life to know that police are very incompetent. If you're about to cuff a guy and he gets away, how do you let a guy get away or you're cuffing? There were like five cops standing around. How'd you let him get away back to his car to the point where you had to shoot him and it became a violent confrontation? So here I'll be a little critical of the police. I feel bad for the woman till you've walked a mile in her shoes and you understand how chaotic the situation can become and how scared she must have been, but you can't grab the gun instead of the laser, and you can't let the guy get out of the cuffs. Two horrible mistakes that actually probably should get a cop fired. Two ridiculous mistakes. But doesn't matter. The kid's a punk. Would I rather he wasn't dead? Yes, I would. Would I rather he was on the ground cuffed? Yes. Would I rather he was tasered and on the ground cuffed? Yes. Do I wish it never happened? Yes. I'd rather he be alive, and I'd rather those stores not be burnt to the ground. I'd rather Minnesota not be burning and Portland not be burning. How many more cities will be burning? Whew. Revive Health, sponsor of this show. Revive Health gives you simple, inexpensive, affordable access to high-quality virtual health care through telemedicine doctors and medical professionals for only $59 a month. No copays. You save hundreds of dollars just on medications. You get your medications delivered to your door. Sign up now at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The officer who shot 20-year-old Dante Wright just outside of Minneapolis is resigning. Brooklyn Police Officer Kim Potter turning in her resignation on Tuesday, which is effective immediately. In a statement, Potter saying she enjoyed being a police officer, however saying it's in everybody's best interest that she leave the force. Members of the White House COVID response team are tamping down concerns about the recommended pause of the distribution of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, the recommendation coming from the FDA and CDC due to concerns about very rare blood clots.
This announcement will not have a significant impact on our vaccination program.
White House COVID response coordinator Jeff Zients. President Biden set to pull all American troops out of Afghanistan by September 11th. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
Every single time, there's really no exceptions. Every time a cop kills someone, you think it's a bad killing. Number one, stressful situation and complex situation and confusing situation. It always is. What a crisis situation. And number two, it never fails. The person they shoot, whether they deserve to be shot or not, even if they didn't deserve to be shot, they still have long criminal records. And they did something very bad and very violent, and they're having a fight with the police. And maybe threatening the policeman's life. It's always the same. I don't know who could take the side of the criminal, the perp. I don't get it. I just don't get it, even if the cop is incompetent. Sponsor of this segment of the show, before we get to our guest, want to mention the sponsor is Energized Health. And I always tell you how people who see me now are just so shocked. I look 10 years younger. I look 10 pounds or more lighter. I've actually lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and gained 10 pounds of muscle. And so I look like, Popeye the Sailor Man. And my hydration is up. This is the science of intercellular hydration. And my hydration is up dramatically. Don't take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com. Check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Hundreds. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Call them at 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Get 40% off when you mention war. It changed my life. It could change yours. If you want to look 10 years younger like your host, if you want to be many pounds thinner like your host, if you want to get rid of dangerous fat like your host, call them at 888-444-8895 and get 40% off when you mention Wayne Root. Or how about you don't even make a decision yet if you're in the Las Vegas area? Because this Saturday, so today's what, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 4 days from now, is the event, Saturday, April 17th. This Saturday, 10:30 in the morning till 12 noon, is the Energize Your Health event, and it's at the Ahern Hotel. Free event, free. Check out everything about this program up close and personal with the founders of the program, John and Chelsea Jubilee, and yours truly, Wayne Alaroot, giving a speech about what this has done for me and showing you what it's done for me. I look like, a 40-year-old bodybuilder, and I'm 60 years old in another 2 months. Ahern Hotel, 300 West Sahara. Ahern Hotel, 300 West Sahara Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada. That's Sahara and the Las Vegas Strip. How do you join? Go to energizedhealth.com, click on live events, and register. Energizedhealth.com, live events, and register. We expect somewhere around 100 people, maybe 150. So it'll be a nice small event where you get to speak to me one-on-one. EnergizedHealth.com, click on live events to register. Okay. We've got our guest with us, Maria Miller, National Coordinator for Latinos for Trump. The website is latinosfortrump.us and Latinos for America First. She's National Coordinator for that as well. latinosforamericafirst.com, latinosfortrump.us, latinosforamericafirst.com. Maria Miller, welcome to the Wayne Alaroot Show. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks. I'm glad to be with you.
So, by the way, what's the difference, first of all, between Latinos for Trump and Latinos for America First? What's the two big differences?
We're the same organization. We're in transition, filing our paperwork that's required to be registered with the Secretary of State. We're out of the state of Texas. So we're sort of kind of in a transition right now. We decided to go with the Latino for America First. To sort of carry the Trump message of America First, you know. And since he's no longer the sitting president, we still want to kind of hold on and tag to the movement, so to speak. So we're the same organization. We still use both names because a lot of people don't recognize us as Latinos for America First just yet.
All right. Well, both good organizations, both good goals. I love them both. By the way, we have a very good friend who introduced me to you and got you on the show, David, from San Antonio, Texas. David, hi to all you and all your friends out there in the San Antonio area. I know David has, I don't know, we're carried by about a dozen stations owned by David down in San Antonio area. He's a great guy. Great guy. He's visited me in Vegas a couple times. Always go to dinner with him. Good guy.
He's so awesome. I've been on with him.
Yeah, David's the greatest. Your thoughts, Maria Miller, on the crisis at the border and what Biden has done to make all this happen, I'd like to hear.
Okay, several of our team members are down here currently. We arrived Sunday evening. And to see the images that are portrayed on social media and in the news and to actually be here in person, I'm telling you, it's moving. I'm dumbfounded. I'm speechless at the things that we're witnessing, talking to some of the locals and kind of picking up on what their sentiments are and how they feel about what's going on. This is a crisis, and anyone who says otherwise is either deaf, dumb, blind, stupid, or a liar, or all of the above. This is a major crisis. One of our state director for the Latino for America First organization lives in the McAllen area. Our assistant state director, he lives in the McAllen area, and they have so many stories to share about the things that they're witnessing firsthand and things that they're hearing from people within their community. Let me go into, if I may, regarding the tent city that was set up there in downtown McAllen, right across from the bus station, a block and a half mm-hmm. from the Catholic Charities. Can we talk about that?
Sure.
Okay. So it started several weeks ago. This tent city kind of popped up overnight, and they were on it. They went down there. You weren't seeing any of the major news media outlets covering it at first. It was a lot of social media influencers and stuff that were going down there. But they picked up some video of just what was happening, the illegals that were being transported, that were being housed there, and then they would come out and transport them on these unmarked white buses, government, I guess they were supplied by the government, and they're basically just setting them out stateside. We were there last night. I recorded some video myself, and they were literally marching out of the gate. They looked like little ants, just filed in a single line, a single order, from the gates of the tent city across the street towards the bus station and towards the Catholic Charities. They were carrying the manila envelopes. Have you heard about the manila envelopes?
Is that the envelope where they get the vouchers or the cash?
Yes, they're processing papers, they're vouchers, and on the outside of those papers is a white sheet of paper that says, "Help me, I don't speak English.
Yeah, and they put them on airplanes.
Yeah.
First of all, how can you put someone on an airplane without government-issued photo ID? Forget about voting with government-issued photo ID. Mm-hmm. How could you ever allow someone on an airplane? How do you know they're not a terrorist?
Exactly.
Right. That's insanity.
There's so many questions, Wayne, that it just kicks logic to the wind. It's just like, what is going on here, and why is this happening, and why aren't people more outraged about what's happening? A majority of these people that we saw were female. 60% or so, and I get these numbers from the locals that were there, were pregnant or had a child under the age of one on their hips. Or
both. God.
I saw
all
both.
We need. Just
I saw pregnant
nation.
With toddlers right. on their hips. And so, from my understanding, this is from some of our little inside local sources, where are these people going? They're putting them on buses. They're transporting them in-state. San Antonio is one of the areas they're going to. They're giving them these voucher envelopes. They're taking them to the airport. And from there, they're flying them out to different parts of the country. So
it's
you know,
insane. It's all insane.
Right. Okay, so another source, I'm not going to reveal names, because people tend to get doxxed and whatever, but I can give you, you know, to where you can verify what I'm telling you is true. People were saying there was an incident where they're being assigned to, I guess, like a guardian. These children do not, some of these are unaccompanied minors, young children. They don't speak English, or they speak very little English. They don't know who this individual that they're assigned to is. There's no familiar connection. They're not related to this person. Witnessed this adult guardian walking through the airport with these three little undocumented children who had just a lost look on their face, kind of like, where do we go? What are we doing? And, you know, the language barrier, you know, kind of broken English kind of thing. And they called the president of our organization, and they said, "You're not going to believe what I just saw." And they explained the story. You know, this woman exited the plane, went to catch a connecting flight, and the kids are in tow, kind of falling from behind and single line kind of. And where are they going? We don't know. There's been stories reported that sometimes, you know, airline staff has been trained to watch for human trafficking. you know. And sometimes they get a little confused and they see something like that and they're kind of confused as to whether they should report the incident or not, or not, because it's like, is this a human trafficking incident, or is this one of the illegal people that they're transporting stateside? I mean, there's so much, Wayne, that's happening. I feel like I don't have enough time to tell you everything. I've been picking up lots of information since Sunday that we arrived. But it's just, it's overwhelming. And I just can't believe, or I can't imagine what the actual border agents that are having to deal with this on a daily basis.
You know, liberals don't recognize, Maria, that there's a difference between men and women, and that men are meant to be border agents protecting our lives, mm-hmm. and they got to be rough, and they got to be tough, and they got to carry a gun, and we've turned them into babysitters changing diapers. Mm-hmm. This is insanity. That's not what their job is. They carry a gun. They're supposed to literally protect our lives. They're not babysitters changing poopy diapers. This is a typical example of the idiocy and the mental illness of liberalism. Maria, do me a favor. I thought this was going to be a one-segment interview, but I love talking to you. Stay through the break, okay? Wait 4 minutes here, and on the other side, let's finish up with another segment. I can't wait to hear more from you. You are a reservoir of good information and a delight to talk to. Thank you, Maria. We'll be right back. More with Maria Miller of LatinosForTrump.us.
An amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge, instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroos. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Hi, I'm calling to schedule a shipment.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can turn your business upside down.
Must pick up is at 7?
See, we gotta hustle. Like a Sumita's online chai company, to avoid back orders, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available, delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Raw and unfiltered.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pound Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, one of my great friends. I'm not going to say any names on the air. I don't want to violate anyone's privacy, but one of my great friends, one of my best friends, a person I love like a brother, was just scheduled for a simple doctor's checkup, and they told him he would have died within hours if he hadn't been there at that moment. He's got to have open-heart surgery. Just got the text from one of our mutual friends moments ago. You got to guard every minute. You got to appreciate every minute. You got to thank God for every minute. You just never know. And this guy's not just a great friend, but he's a constant guest on this show, and he's in the hospital right now waiting open-heart surgery. And if he hadn't been there at that moment for that checkup, he'd probably be dead within hours. So they're going to have to bring him right in for the surgery. Please say a prayer. Great, great guy. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, then we'll get back to our wonderful guest, Maria Miller. Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of the show. Interesting that I bring up health at that moment. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor, and I'll just say this. You've listened to my show for 6 years. They've been the sponsor for 6 years. They have over 200,000 members. It's not health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry, but it's a great alternative to health insurance, and I've done it for the last 6 years. And they have over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims. This is not small business. This is big business. This is serious business. And I'm a member. My children are members for 6 years. And just in premiums alone, I've saved well over $120,000. Might be as much as $180,000, depends on a couple of factors, but somewhere between $120,000 and $180,000. Could you use an extra $120,000 when you look at your bank account? Could you? To find out more about your health care sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, 855-58-LIBERTY. You're crazy if you don't check it out. Seriously. We're back with Maria Miller, National Coordinator for Latinos for Trump. The website's latinosfortrump.us. Our mutual friend Dave was just on the phone with me during the break, Maria, telling us that he believes you, Maria Miller, and your organization, Latinos for Trump, single-handedly kept Texas from flipping to the Democrat Party and defeating Trump. You did a great, great, great job. And he said there were counties that went 80-90% for Hillary in 2016, and because of your work, they went for Trump in 2020. You single-handedly kept Texas from flipping. So God bless you, Maria. What a great thing someone should say about you. Wonderful. Dave loves you.
Thanks. Thanks for that. I appreciate that coming from Dave. I think he's a great guy. We'd like to say that we can, you know, single-handedly take credit for that, but this is all part of just the conservative movement itself. And to say with the Latino for Trump, I always like to tell people, Latino for Trump defined is American Hispanics not owned by the Democrat Party. Because, you know, the sentiment or the myth is that, you know, Latinos are just inherent to vote Democrat, and that's not true, because if you look at it traditionally, we're very conservative people as far as our value systems are concerned. And so I think it was more of a matter of getting out a grassroots organization, boots on the ground, doing engagement within the communities and telling people, do you really know what it is you're voting for? And one of the primary factors in that is our faith. We're a faith-based demographic. And so when we point it out to people, you know, are you pro-life? Are you pro-family? Are you pro-traditional marriage and things of that sort? It kind of woke a lot of people up, and it made them kind of be aware of what was happening and what had been going on for decades as far as the Democrat Party is concerned.
Hey, Maria, uh-huh. how about pointing out, are you pro having your beautiful little daughters playing baseball or softball or wrestling or whatever it is they do, volleyball, mm-hmm. in a locker room with men who claim they're women, or with boys who are having sex change operations but with male hormones? How about they go on the road with them and stay in the motel with them? How about they shower with them? Can you imagine what Democrats stand for?
Yeah, no, exactly. That's not what we believe in. We don't believe in that. We believe that there's two genders, and we believe that life begins at conception. So, I mean, that's plain and simple.
So in the time we have left, because it goes fast on radio, we have a minute here. You organized a Border Patrol appreciation event for tomorrow for agents who are working tirelessly and overburdened with the responsibility of processing the influx of illegals crossing our southern border. Where is this border appreciation event?
Okay, we're hosting it out of the Edinburgh, which is in the Rio Grande Valley, Edinburgh, Texas. And then we've also got a couple stations down in the Brownsville area. We did a call to action. We put the word out. We said we need some help. Some restaurant owners offered to help provide the meals at a discount cost to us. We got volunteers ready to go tomorrow morning. We're going to service over about 635 agents. And then these are the ones that are on duty. Any that are in the area that are not on duty can come to the Border Patrol Union building. I can't disclose that address, but if they're agents, they know where it is. They can come and pick up a hot lunch. And it's been provided by all the generous donors who followed our link on our website and made donations. That's how this was made possible. And I have to say, because I know I'm short for time, but, you know, the emphasis and the focus was on, oh, we've got all these kids coming in and these charitable groups put out the word for volunteers to help put out the welcome wagon for them, but nobody was doing anything for the border agents, and that's what we're doing. We're trying to tell them, we know their morale is down. They're risking their lives for being exposed to COVID and tuberculosis and lice and you name it, and they're overworked and overwhelmed and just, you know, burdened, and we want to tell them, hey, the American Patriots, we support you. We appreciate the hard work that you're doing, men and women.
Maria, we got to run. My heart's with you. Our heart's with you. God bless Texas. LatinosForTrump.us. Great work, Maria Miller. God bless you.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.